Okay, people, there's so many people, you know, making YouTube videos, just a guy, you know, emptying his magazine is getting like 10 million views. But you have to know, actually, that the pen is mightier than the sword, yeah? So, after the shooting, I give you a good stance, you know, how to stand, you know, make a smaller target. So, you know, there's old techniques, you know, holding a gun like this, grabbing it, you know. But the best way to do it, you know, as I was taught in the regiment, you know, this is nice with the new guns. You can keep your finger to keep it in target, is to go through your knees, go over, and like this. Because you make a smaller target and you go real into it, you know, and just empty the mag until you see a result. So I don't like to make videos like this, you know, because the only weapon we have against the enemy within, which is Switzerland, is their base off arrow, is the information. And we have to know, I'll tell you later. First I'll empty the mag for you, because this is what, you know, the sheep want to see, empty a mag. So, well, let's do it. It's a 9mm. So I go into stance like this and... Okay, there we go. That was it. I hope I didn't get the guy who was... there's one more in it. No, there wasn't. I hope usually it should stay open like this, but it didn't. So again, the pen is mightier than the sword. There are 1 million Swiss Americans, 1 million in the US, and they keep all key positions, because Switzerland was founded by the Templars. And you have to watch my videos, Octagon, the Empire of Darkness, the Pharaoh Show, Auschwitz, Made in Switzerland, the Nazi Templars, to understand it all. And I'll give you one small example. You have to have a close look at the itinerary. In 1929, there was the Wall Street crash. All the savings of all honest Americans were stolen. By whom? I mean, the money went somewhere. So we have to know what happened before and what happened afterwards. I already showed this in my videos, and go and have a look and you see some more. It's, you know, it's not about emptying a mag, you know, because they are much stronger than we are and much more organized. So what happened 2 months before? They got a new president in the US 2 months before the Wall Street crash in September the 29th in 1929. Two months before, they had a new president, Herbert Hoover. His real name was Huber, of Swiss descent, just like Gay Edgar Huber, another Swiss. And he was also in power right at the same time. So then there was the Wall Street crash, so they had all prepared. They had the Swissy, they had their men in all key positions. And then after the Wall Street crash, 3 months after, already in 1930, or 4 months after maybe, they founded the central bank of all the central banks. This has never happened before. And there was the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. And it needed a central bank of all the central banks to transfer all the stolen money of honest Americans from the Federal Reserve, which is the central bank of America, into the central bank of all the central banks, the Bank of International Settlements, the BIS. And at the head of it was Hitler's bank, it was the Nazi bank, it was Hjalmar Schacht, Hitler's banker, 33 degree Mason. So the Nazis never persecuted the Masons. It's all a lie, actually. Well, they persecuted maybe some lower degrees, you know, some the real ones they didn't. And with this, they financed the incredible rise of the German war industry with the money of honest Americans and their savings. So how do you want to stop this with just a handgun? We need the information, you know? This is what important. The information is important, not this. The information that counts, you know? It's our only weapon we have. So,
And I'm tired seeing this guy, you know, 10 million views just emptying a handgun on YouTube. So I'll give you some more information, which is a bit more detailed and much more important.
By chance, I found this magazine here in France, like last week, and I saw this story here about Switzerland. Really very shocking. Very shocking. Rupertswil already made a video about it. So you just punch pause and you can read it. It's in French. So there we go. And so at the very same time, there were 40 cops, you know, terrorizing me and my family for absolutely nothing, based upon Swiss lies, because of my YouTube videos, you know, criticizing Switzerland and their fascist police system and justice system. So 40 cops were terrorizing me and my family, and at the same time, this guy, he did all these horrible things there. I'll tell you more about it. Absolutely horrible. It's a monster. It says, le monstre. An LGBT homo raping children in front of his mother and doing Satanism, pure Satanism. And the cops made it possible. They should have been there, you know, stopping this here. And instead of that, they were terrorizing innocent families like my family and my children and me for the whole morning, the whole day. At the very same time this was happening. So they made it possible. The Swiss cops don't do their jobs, you know. They made this possible. They are behind it. There's no doubt. The Swiss Nazi police and their fascist jurisdictional system protect LGBT Satanists and homo child rapists. Instead of protecting a mother and three young children from the killer homos on December 21st, 2015, the Swiss Nazi police found nothing better to do at the very same moment than to terrorize a defenseless family, my family. We had about 40 cops in the house, and they arrested me and my wife for making historical YouTube videos, and kept us most of the day trying to intimidate us. The very same day I left Switzerland after 18 years of endless Swiss terror. The same day and very moment, the Swiss Nazis had our family agonize. Not far away, another family was agonizing. But rather because of the absence of cops, and not by their presence, who should have defended them instead of terrorizing another defenseless family. Cops should protect us from evil instead of inflicting evil on others. They should act according to what they've been sworn into instead of executing political raids. And here you can see the Swiss police as the guy on the bike. They've got nothing else to do. And this is also why Tony Brunner and the Swiss SVP Nazis said that foreigners and immigrants have assassinated the mother and her three children on December the 21st. Oh, Merry Christmas to you all. This is the real Switzerland. Well, here it says, you can read it here, X-Men, foreigner occultists. The Swiss said the foreigners did it. So I put the links of this article in German and in English. It's a Google translation. I put in the links for you. It's always the foreigner being the scapegoat for their own crimes. Then half a year later, in May 2016, they caught one of the killers. It was a Swiss, a certain Thomas N., an LGBT homo Satanist, who on December 2015 tied the whole family up. Then he raped the 13-year-old son in front of the other family members and consequently slitting the boy's throat from behind while he was still inside and looking the mother in the eyes. This is pure Swiss Satanism that started with some LGBT homosexual fantasies
ending up with perverted obsessions as rape, torture, and murder. These homo Satanists believe that while slowly draining a child's life energy, pouring away, and still being physically attached, like a USB plug for charging batteries, the child's soul and life energy will be absorbed by the Satanist LGBT homo, doubled up by simultaneously looking the life-giving mother in the eyes to get her energy and her soul as well. To mix blood and sperm as part of satanic rituals for a blood covenant. The Swiss serial killer, Thomas N., here he is a social BTK serial killer, meaning bind, torture, kill. And it all shows that this was not his initial kill, and that he was not alone. Also explaining the extended police protection he enjoyed, as the Swiss police never even arrests any Swiss people, being so focused on the SVP Nazi ideologies of some foreign scapegoat. Now here comes, for many of you overseas, the most frightening part. Thomas N., the Swiss BTK serial killer, went all the time to the US, United States of America, where he spent a lot of time, probably being a supplier of abducted children, reminding us of the current Pizzagate pedophile scandal, and all the Swiss American political elite of Swiss descent like Trump, Obama, Rumsfeld, President Herbert Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover, President Eisenhower, Alan Dulles of the CIA, etc., etc. And Swiss satanic child abductors like Swiss Thomas N., all roaming over the US searching little victims for the Swiss political elite in the US in Washington, but sometimes declining into his own personal BTK hobby to still his own Swissy beast desires. Thomas N., the Swiss Satanist, at the age of 33 was still living with his mother to more easily finance his US trips. And of course she knew all about her son's spare time activities, herself most likely being a Swiss Sisters of Isis. Oh well, as long as he does it over there and not in clean, neutral Swaziland. And usually these Swiss serial killer pedophiles go to France and Germany, with 1,000 children disappeared in France. And momentarily, a serial killer on the loose in southern Germany next to the Swiss border, with a young female student raped and murdered every 3 weeks. This is the real Switzerland, the Swiss beast, home of the devil. Here's another well-known American politician who's on the Swiss payroll, getting money from the Swiss state to establish Swiss rule over the US. Swissy paying him to lie and attack America from the inside out. They call him the tough Swiss, it says in Wikipedia. And his name is Donald Rumsfeld, which is a Swiss-German name meaning field of honor. Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld endorses and votes for Trump, Donald for Donald, so to say. In spite of the fact that he disagrees with Trump. So, Rumsfeld disagrees and doesn't like Trump, but yet he votes on him, meaning clearly that it is not his decision to endorse Trump, but an order from the motherland of Octagon in the Alps. There are currently 1 million Swiss Americans in the US, because Trump too is of Swiss German Palatine descent from a town called Kallstadt, as I explain in this video. There are currently 1 million Swiss Americans in the US, running the US on all key positions. It says 1 million.